why, well, what's happened is that both the arguments against the test ban and arguments for the test ban have greatly diminished with the Russia, with the Cold War over.
Right.
Even though it is mainly connected with proliferation, nevertheless, the end of the Cold War just brought down interest on all sides of those questions.
Right, right.
So, you know, the argument against the test ban, that people will raise the issue of whether it can be monitored, which is what you're talking about when you talk about decoupling. But that's not the main reason for wanting the test ban to go away. It's because they feel that it's inhibiting.
Right. And then that, and I think that when I spoke to Teller, that was one of his main concern about any treaty, was that it would inhibit the United States from doing what they wanted.
Yes, the people who are against it, the main, this monitoring issue is much argued, but it wasn't what motivated people. What motivated people was they didn't, it either did or didn't want the limitation itself.
Right.
Then this is a juicy issue to argue about.
Right.
That can be endless. You see, not only, because that has to do with seismic detection, that relates to how many seismic detectors you need, how close you have to be, how reliable the results are. You know, it goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
You start studying how many parts of the Soviet Union have salt beds which are big enough to put cavities in them. You know, it never ends.
Yeah.
The details on something like that never end.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always a new wrinkle.
Right.
But they never are what motivates. What motivates is, on the one side, is that they don't want those inhibitions.